China's National Bureau of Statistics has released new figures on the country's economic performance. The figures show the national economy expanded at a rate of 7.5% year-on-year in the second quarter of 2013, down from 7.7% in the first quarter, and the slowest pace in 23 years. China's economic growth rate has now been less than 8% for five straight quarters, which some analysts say is a clear sign of distress. The government's target for the whole year is
7.5%.
For the past three decades or more, China has enjoyed fast growth. But now we have entered a new phase where we are carrying out economic restructuring. Although the rate is slowing down, the government is fully aware that it is favorable to implement reforms and change the growth model. I think that in the future, when we look back, we will see that this is good judgment.
Some economists have warned that China could face a hard landing brought about by overinvestment and an accumulation of bad debt. Yet Bureau spokesman Sheng Lai-yun stressed that in terms of urbanization and consumption and levels of development in its interior, the country still has enormous potential.
Prime Minister Li Keqiang has said that as long as growth and employment maintain a reasonable rate, he will focus on pushing through liberalizing reforms to foster growth in the long run, instead of resorting to the stimulus measures his government has been using to boost the economy since the global financial crisis.
Prime Minister Li has not, however, given a specific figure for the lowest level of growth he will tolerate.
Many institutions are now revising down their forecasts for Chinese economic growth. Under such circumstances, if the government is not going to restart earlier stimulus measures, but instead focus on reforms, then it is signaling it will tolerate an even greater slowdown and not intervene to save the market. So the economy will get worse, and hot money will flow out of China.
If analysts are right then, there may be short-term pain before reforms underway deliver long-term gains. Stephen Ribe, Press TV, Beijing.